Well, starting on Saturday, next week will be FFA week, National FFA week, and we're going to talk today with some of the Atlantic FFA leadership, Wyatt Redenbaugh, Melina Woodward, and Aspen Nicholson in with us here this morning. Thanks for coming by. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Wyatt, I'm going to start with you. Tell me, why did you get involved in FFA in the first place?
Well, it all started when I was in eighth grade. My brother had been involved, and then when I became a freshman, I really liked cutting class, and it kind of spiraled into this.
It spiraled into FFA.
Yep.
Talk a little bit about what you've done through FFA. What projects or things have you tackled through FFA that you've really kind of enjoyed?
Well, I don't have as big a list as some people, but I have had a few animal projects through the fair. One thing I really enjoyed was welding competitions. The FFA allowed me to participate in a lot of the competitions that I wouldn't normally go to.
Now, is that something you probably never would have tried if it wasn't for FFA?
I certainly wouldn't have had the opportunity, that is for sure.
Okay. What'd you do?
Okay, so my junior year, I did oxy-fuel welding, which is kind of a dying art nowadays. It was just a cool experience to kind of learn how to do that and then go and compete on multiple levels.
Cool. All right, very good. Well, it sounds like you've gotten the chance to do some different types of things than through FFA. Melina, how about you? Why did you join FFA?
Well, my parents were both involved in FFA, and my friends were there, so I just joined it to have fun and ended up falling in love with it.
So you were kind of pushed in that general direction?
Yeah.
Okay. No regrets, though?
No.
No. Talk about your involvement. What kind of things have you been able to accomplish through FFA that maybe you wouldn't have otherwise?
At the fair, I've shown cattle and goats, and I've participated in many events throughout the year and activities.
Mm-hmm. So do you kind of view FFA as kind of working toward the county fair season?
Yeah, we participate in everything year-round, so that's kind of fun.
Okay. Aspen, you too. Why did you get involved?
I got involved with FFA because my parents forced me to. My brother was in it, so I had to, you know, fall in line. My goal now is just to accomplish more things than my brother, so I've been doing good. I think I'm ahead of him. So.
Okay. So Melina was kind of pointed in that direction. Mm-hmm. You were shoved over the cliff.
Yeah.
Okay, just so we're clear on that. But no regrets?
No regrets. It's a great opportunity. It leads to a lot of great things. It's been really helpful with scholarships this year, too.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. So what about you? What types of things have you been able to do through FFA that you wouldn't have perhaps otherwise?
I get to write our chapter's stories that get sent to the newspaper, so that's been a lot of fun getting to know our other members. I do horse judging in the summer, and we have a pretty good horse judging team, so that's been fun.
Okay. Do a few different types of things then, too.
Yep.
Very good. Do you do any, you don't do anything during county fair?
No.
You're pretty much a school year FFA person.
I help at the fair. I just don't show anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Wyatt, I'm going to work my way back around to you. Talk about FFA Week, National FFA Week. This is the one chance you kind of have during the school year to reach out to the community and make them more aware of some of the things that are going on through FFA and why it's important.
Mm-hmm.
So what types of things are you going to be doing this week to reach out?
Well, on Friday, everybody's got to drive the tractor. Tentatively, that's when we're planning to do that. So that's everybody's pretty much favorite day that I know of. But we're going to start off with just some simple dress days and at the school. And then we're talking about during our AO, which is like a free period every day, we're talking about trying to play some games with some kids and try to get some kids involved.
What's the reaction when you're heading to or from school in those slow-moving tractors?
Well, some people have some actual horror stories of some people that kind of get ticked off that we do it. But once you get there and, like, we all meet at Walmart and then we all wait for Walmart to open because everybody has to race to get there first. But we all wait for Walmart to open. We go in, we buy ourselves some breakfast, and it's just, there's nothing like it.
Yeah, well, it's a tradition, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you expect to continue that type of tradition then, too. And it's not just the guys.
Right.
You got ladies that are driving the tractors, too. Melina's laughing. Are you one of them?
No.
No?
I don't think so this year.
Not this year? All right.
We've been trying for years. A lot of them try to hide out from us.
Well, it seems like you got about every color covered up there in the parking lot each year when you do this. Melina, I see you've kind of got a list of some things going on. What else is happening next week during FFA week?
Yeah, so during the week we have dress days. So Monday we wear Carhartt. Tuesday is anything but a backpack. Wednesday's Western Day, Thursday's Camo Day, and Friday's FFA Shirt Day.
Okay, so a little bit of everything there.
Yeah.
FFA is largely student-driven, more so than a lot of other classwork and stuff. You don't, I mean, there's not necessarily a strict curriculum you're working with, typically, with FFA. You guys have a lot of input. So did you have a lot of input on these things, too, that happen?
Yeah, these ideas were just kind of thrown out by all the members, and collectively we came up with the top five.
So kind of spitball some things out and
yeah.
See what sticks.
Yep.
All right. Aspen, talk a little bit about your FFA involvement then, as far as, are you involved in leadership at all in the program?
I'm a reporter, right. So I take everybody's involvement and make stories about it. I participate in the competitions this weekend. Well, next weekend is our the winter formal dance at the high school, so I'll help set up and tear down that. And then we usually during FFA week, we do lots of involvement with like the elementary kids and more younger students, so I'm hoping to help out with that.
Why is that important?
We like to get the kids young, you know, show them what the FFA is about and agriculture in general, get a little safety, and it kind of broadens their horizons to other things that they can learn about.
Now, you mentioned that you participate in some of the competitions, mm-hmm. too, because that's something you don't get to do in a lot of other coursework and a lot of other areas of the building, but through FFA, you get a chance to experience some different things. What kind of competitions have you been in?
Here, just about last week, I did chapter program with Melina and Claire Pellet, mm-hmm. and we got alternate for districts, so we got to present what our chapter's about and the different activities that are offered. And then there's multiple other competitions at districts and sub-districts, like public speaking, there's welding competitions.
Sure.
I did the job interview.
You did the job interview? How'd that go?
Well,
did you get the job?
Not exactly.
Oh, okay.
I had to go first. I think that's what really set me back. they weren't quite prepared for the questions I asked, I think.
Okay. Well, you know, it's first experience.
Win some and you lose some.
That's true. But, you know, it is nice to be able to do these kinds of things and get that real world type of experience. Yeah. Is that kind of what FFA does expose you to, is a few more real world type things?
That's our main goal, yes.
Yeah.
We're just trying to prepare people for life after high school.
Yeah. Melina, how much have you participated in some of the competitions then as well?
Participated in chapter program with Aspen, mm-hmm. done many livestock judging competitions, agronomy contests, soils judging, just different contests like that.
How much time does it take to prepare to get involved in some of these competitions? I assume they're different. They're all a little bit different. Mm-hmm. But do you spend a lot of time in some of these cases preparing for these competitions?
We don't prepare enough we should, but a good amount of time on each contest.
Yeah, and it puts you together with a lot of other students from around the district.
Yeah.
In different areas. Now, have any of you been able to, like, go to national convention? I know that's kind of been strange the last few years with COVID and all, but have you had a chance to experience that?
Melina and I went just here last year to national convention. It was a really great experience. We heard some really good speakers. And got to really experience some different states and what they had to offer.
Mm-hmm. Wyatt, have you been yet?
I have not.
Do you plan to?
I'm a senior this year, so I will not.
Oh, so you're done. So
yep.
The time has run out.
Yep.
The clock has run out on you. All right. Well, you've had a lot of opportunities to do some of these things and meet so many other students, not just from the district, but you go to nationals. You have a chance to mix and mingle with folks from a lot of areas. Do you ever get a chance to talk with some folks from some other parts of the country? Because agriculture, as you know, is way different, like in California, than it is here in Iowa.
Yeah, so at National Convention, we're in a hotel with like a bunch of different people from all over. So that was really a chance for us to get to meet new people from all over. And we still contact with each other, actually, to this day.
Well, I kind of figure with social media and being able to text and stuff and whatever, I mean, it's real easy to keep in contact with folks that you run into nowadays. So
yeah.
It's a real good opportunity to see some of those things. And did you guys get some awards then when you went to nationals at all? You didn't get a chance to come up on stage?
We just went for the experience. None of us actually made it to any national.
All right. Well, very good. Well, it sounds like you had a good time. And concert? Did you have a concert?
We went to the rodeo instead of the concert
this year.
Oh, there
you go. Yeah. Okay. How'd you like that?
It was good. I thought
it was something different.
Yeah, it was different.
Yeah, very good. All right. And so it's this coming year then? Well, you guys may not be involved, but in Indianapolis again?
I believe so.
Next time around? Okay, yeah. Very good. And are you all seniors then?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so you're all kind of winding down and finishing up. So what does this summer season mean? Aspen, I'm not going to talk to you because you don't do anything with County Fair. But Wyatt, what about you? Are you going to be involved in County Fair this season?
Yes, I have two steers that I'm planning to show. And then we're going to have all kinds of livestock judging that I'm sure Melina and all them will be involved in. But we're all going to work towards the County Fair where we all come together and work the food stand, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have to do that.
Have to. That's right.
It's part of the process.
Have to, get to.
Get. That's right. Get to experience some of the good food. You got to taste test.
Yeah.
You can't put stuff, you got to have quality control.
That is correct.
You can't throw stuff out to the public before you make sure it's tried first, mm-hmm. right? Melina, how about you? Are you preparing for a good fair season this year?
I'm going to have an easy fair season. Both my steers are going to be put in the carcass contest, and then I'll just participate in many livestock judging events.
Okay, very good. And Aspen, do we have to twist your arm really hard to get you involved?
I might do the horse judging again.
Okay. Yeah. Very Maybe. Good.
Probably you'll have to. Yeah.
All right. We'll twist the arm a little harder as we get a little bit closer and see if we can get you in. All right. Well, thanks for coming out. What would you want the general public to know as far as FFA and how they can be supportive? Is the community pretty supportive of the FFA program here overall?
I wouldn't say anybody's against it, that's for sure.
Okay. Ringing endorsement right there.
Yeah.
All right. Wyatt, thanks a lot for being here. Melina, Aspen, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. And have a great FFA National Week coming up next week.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.